This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The British novelist Will Self came to town recently. He's the author of the satire Great Apes and last year's post-apocalyptic The Book of Dave. Will Self's new book is nonfiction, and it's basically about walking. He calls it psychogeography.
It's a midlife crisis thing. You know, I've had addiction and alcohol problems for many years, and that doesn't make you want to walk, except to the dealer's house or the bar. You know, I became interested in getting fit.
Self doesn't just stroll around the park. His walks often take him to places that are overlooked, inaccessible, often kind of unappealing. He's walked from his home in London all the way out to Heathrow Airport and from Chicago's O'Hare Airport all the way into downtown Chicago, the Loop, 18 miles. So we sent Studio 360's Pike Malinowski to meet him at LaGuardia for a walk into Manhattan.
It's early Monday morning in the LaGuardia arrival hall, and I'm looking for a tall, lanky British novelist.
Will?
Do.
Nice to meet you.
How do you pronounce your name?
Pike.
Pike.
Just before we started walking, Will Self wanted to prove to me just how unheard of this quest was. So we walked up to the ground transportation desk.
May we ask you a question?
Sure, sir.
How do you walk out of LaGuardia?
Excuse me, sir?
We want to walk out of the airport. What's the best route?
Walk?
Yeah.
Walk? You mean walk?
Yeah.
Oh, where would you like to go, sir?
We're walking to Manhattan.
Walking to Manhattan?
Yeah.
The kind lady at the desk actually did come up with a solid piece of advice. To get to Manhattan, take a right. That's what we do. We step out into a sharp autumn sun and the smell of exhaust from taxis and buses. And in fact, there is a little sidewalk there on the right.
Looks like it continues over there, the sidewalk.
After crossing over a few major intersections, in less than 5 minutes, we're in residential Queens.
It's starting to become an obsession, the airport walk. You know, I arrived in not terribly good mood. I'm already in a fantastic mood, and all I want to do is walk all the way to Manhattan, which is worrying. I worry that I may become incapable of doing anything but walking from the airport, which obviously is going to curtail my travel quite considerably. But maybe that's a good thing, and maybe that's what terrifies people about walking. Maybe they get to like it.
Right.
What do you think? Do you think we should stick here or move over? I think we should move over.
Walking past these little houses, you realize how close some people live to the airport. If you were born here, tail fins passing outside the kitchen window would be kind of normal. But to Will Self, airplanes are anything but normal.
I think that's another thing that draws me to the airport walk in particular, is its evocation of the sublime, the romantic concept of the sublime. You know, that air travel is this, I think in ordinary people's lives, is the most extraordinary thing that happens to them. These enormous, hugely powerful machines that take the human body and throw it around the globe. And walking out of the airport is a way of reconnecting with this sublimity by immediately grounding yourself, as we've done. You see here, we're in this little suburban neighborhood of Queens. We're immediately in the human scale again, grounded, literally.
Will Self is practicing what he calls psychogeography. He believes that modern high-speed travel, jets and interstate highways, makes us dangerously disoriented from the world. Exploring our terrain on foot helps reconnect us. One of his inspirations is Thomas de Quincey, a romantic poet of the early 1800s.
The bastard child is Thomas de Quincey. And what de Quincey does is he starts to walk through cities. And he starts to identify himself with the crowd. You know, he writes these pieces about being a wanderer. He finds this young prostitute who he befriends and who he then loses, Anne of Oxford Street. You know, the tragedy of his life becomes that he never finds her again.
Like de Quincey, whose first book was Confessions of an English Opium Eater, Will Self has seriously struggled with addiction. In 1997, he was fired from a newspaper when he was found doing heroin on Prime Minister John Major's jet. But since 1998, he's been free of drugs, about the same time he started walking, and about the time his father died.
He was a great walker, and he was also an academic who specialized in urban and regional development. So, you know, he was very interested in the structure of cities, and, you know, he was a kind of, if you like, an academic psychogeographer. There's the Amtrak going overhead. So maybe it's a way of communing with my deceased father, who I often feel the presence of on these trips. Yeah. It's something he would have enjoyed. So.
That looks good. We're entering normal city.
We have a problem, though, which is, how do we get across this?
Right.
The Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
Mm.
I suggest we go for the cemetery. It's the shorter route.
Okay.
St. Michael's Cemetery, a little triangle of green on the map, squished in a tangle of expressways, suddenly looks incredibly appealing.
It's often the way, you know, when you walk into a city, the first thing you get to is the necropolis. You get to the city of the dead before you reach the city of the living. The dead are positioned on the outskirts, you know, where they inhabit these really very nice suburbs. And the only the slightly less dead, the kind of undead, live in the suburbs. But are they going to let us walk that way?
I think so.
Let's have a go.
The cemetery must be over there.
Yeah.
There's a trace of mutual boyish excitement as we spot the cemetery up ahead.
But come on, let's do it. We're crossing the slip road onto the expressway. And we're risking it. There's a pedestrian pass here, and we feel we're now exploring.
Yeah. Will's climbing a fence here.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. What? Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And the dead won't mind that we climbed over the fence. The living may. But we will be respectful. Here's a marvelous Egyptian mausoleum. It's probably a columbarium. It probably has the, you know, as a repository of ashes for different generations. 1931.
Columbarium. That's a good word. There's a big one right next to it with skylights and a little atrium.
You know what it looks like to me? Shopping mall. It's a small shopping mall. Look, it looks like a mall from outside.
Yeah.
It's a mini mall of the dead here in St. Michael's Cemetery. Look, it's got its own atrium. You know, that's where the sort of the dead Starbucks is up there, and the dead Dunkin' Donuts. And then the dead retail outlets are where all the ashes are deposited. You know, because they're selling infinity in there. So here we are. We've come out on 49th.
Yeah.
Out of the cemetery, and we'll now take it all the way down to 31st Avenue, except that we're almost running out of time.
Will has an appointment in Manhattan, and so halfway through our walk, we cheat and jump on a subway, taking us under the East River and into the heart of Manhattan. And like ants, we reappear from our tunnel in the center of the colony.
To understand the city, it's always better to think in terms of social insects. You know, the concept of individual choice, something that the United States is particularly keen on maximizing in its cultural perception of itself, really seems absent when you contemplate either mass transit or indeed the structure of the city itself. It's very unlikely, it seems to me, that these cities could have been built by individual choices. They're not shaped by individual choices. They're shaped by the needs and the aspirations of mass groups of people, which is why they take on the character they do.
So is there an element of rebellion in psychogeography?
It's an insurgency against the contemporary world. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's an act of insurgency and an act of refusal. And an act of dissent. It makes people uncomfortable. Just the sheer act of walking makes people uncomfortable.
We've arrived at Will's next appointment. Our psychogeography is done for the day.
Isn't that great?
That was amazing.
Did you enjoy that more than anything you've done recently?
Yeah.
You can trace Will Self's route from LaGuardia Airport into Manhattan at studio360.org. His new book, Psychogeography, is out now, and it features drawings by the great illustrator Ralph Steadman.